Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. Detention and deportation corner the Rohingya people in India, learn their struggle, and how you can pray. Then Transform Iran offers Iranians a secure virtual private network app free from government surveillance. That story in just a few moments. First, refugees or illegal immigrants. India's Supreme Court will soon rule on which category the Rohingya of Myanmar fall into. An estimated 40,000 Rohingya live in India. They fled Myanmar's civil war, but faced persecution in India as well. Pastor Philip with A3 explains the trouble started in 2017. That's when Rohingya militants back in Myanmar killed more than 100 Hindus. Since then, Indian landlords and shopkeepers have faced pressure not to rent or sell to Rohingya.
Many Rohingyas live at night in the railway stations and the roadsides and search their daily food in the daytime.
Then came the terrorist attack in Kashmir this April. Pastor Philip says Indian authorities suspected Rohingya Muslims of being involved with Pakistani terrorists. Since then, reports of arbitrary detentions and deportations have surged. For example, in May, 40 Rohingya in India were allegedly rounded up and flown to islands off the coast of Myanmar. They were then forced off the ship to swim for the mainland.
Out of 40, 15 of them were Christians. This is how they are suffering now.
International outcry on behalf of the Rohingya is growing. Please ask God not only for justice, but also for their salvation in Christ. Pastor Philip says there's only 350 Christian Rohingya in India. Next, all eyes in Southeast Asia and beyond are on Indonesia. A new wave of protests has swept the country, exposing the harsh conditions people face. John Padaiti of Bibles for the World says,
these protests being led by students primarily across the country who feel that this current government is really becoming rather repressive and also quite corrupt and passing laws and bills that are benefiting them.
The main demands are economic reforms for all, more jobs, and freedom for opposition voices. The protests also reveal the nation's deeper need for hope. And Christians responded by going out to share the good news with protesters.
Third wave, the most recent wave of protests and violence, we had a wonderful window within that to provide 80,000 Gospels of John and 15,000 New Testaments for the new believers.
The gospel is so refreshing that people often stop in their tracks.
So often we saw them just kind of step off to the side and start reading God's word immediately.
Indonesia contrasts thriving faith on some islands with persecution on others. So pray for lasting peace and economic breakthrough in the country. Pray also for the gospel to fill a void for hope. And in Iran, people are expected to publicly show loyalty to Islam. Yet, even in private internet searches, they're not safe. Lana Silk of Transform Iran says,
people are monitored and they're brought in if their online activities are considered to be in violation of these laws of the country. And there are all sorts of punishments, from questioning them, interrogating them, to imprisoning them, torturing them, taking away livelihoods.
Despite the risks, Iranians search for news, popular movies, songs, and truth beyond Islam. They often turn to local virtual private networks, or VPNs, tools meant to hide their identity online.
But the problem is that VPNs in Iran are notoriously unreliable. They can be very expensive. They can introduce malware.
And many are even run by the government to leak personal data. Transform Iran responded by offering a free VPN.
It is high speed, it's reliable, it's secure, but also users can be confident to know that their data truly is secure and won't be sold out to the government.
The free version carries ads, which the ministry uses to introduce people to Christian content, apologetics, and more.
Let's pray that as far as the technology goes, it's protected from interference from the government.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. You're listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. How does radio share the hope of Christ worldwide? This month, Transworld Radio is offering a free book called Making Waves. It's filled with powerful stories of transformed lives and God's fingerprints in action. Get your free copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.